You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi everyone, this is Shovik and welcome to the Mint TechCetera podcast. I cover technology for Mint, where we try to make boring tech sound cool for you and hope that we don't end up making cool tech sound boring. Tune in as we decode the latest from the world of technology in India and around the world every week. On the 12th of September, Apple finally unveiled its iPhone 15 series, which means that people can now start relaxing about what is going to come in the new iPhone and what's not. Now, of course, this is a conversation that in the consumer technology world, we seem to be having every year in terms of the overall anticipation for what's going to be there in the new iPhone. Now, you see, the iPhone has been a very interesting smartphone for multiple reasons. In 2007, when the first ever iPhone was launched, the device essentially revolutionized the overall mobile phone industry and created the new industry that we see today. Prior to the launch of the iPhone, the mobile phone market was largely ruled by Nokia, BlackBerry, and Motorola. Now, of these three companies, the fall of Nokia was the most noticeable, and among multiple reasons, of which many books and articles have been written, one of the most historic ones was Nokia's failure to act in time. When we say act in time, we mean its shift from the mobile phone business to the smartphone business, which Google and Apple clearly have succeeded at. But today we're not going to talk about Google and the overall dominance of Android. Today we're talking about the iPhone and why is it important and why is its pricing today such a massive discussion. You see, in 2007, when Jobs unveiled the iPhone, it was looked at as a revolutionary new device. It offered a new way to operate phones, which is through the touchscreen. And along with that, it offered multiple features such as email, MP3 player, and eventually cameras, all of which could be operated on the touch of a screen. Now, at that point of time, Jobs didn't just unveil a device, he essentially created a prototype, and roughly, it can be said that in many ways, it is the iPhone that created the overall image and format in which the smartphone industry today exists. Now, this is particularly important because through time, the iPhone has gone on to be a massively, massively successful smartphone. To a point that Apple, which today is the world's largest and most valuable company, draws most of its revenue just from the iPhone. So how important is this smartphone really to a point where it helped create what today is the world's largest company? To understand that, you have to see what Apple really succeeded at. You see, Apple succeeded at marketing it as a device that just works. You don't need to be massively tech savvy. You don't need to be a developer or a coder or any advanced user of any form to be able to use this phone. Along with that came the impression which Apple quickly transitioned to, which is of the iPhone being a really premium device. Over time, Apple has reinstated time and again with every launch of its iPhone that this smartphone is built at the highest specifications or standards of quality. And that's really not untrue because when you look at how the iPhone is, it really does give you the impressions of being a good smartphone that just works. However, over time, multiple questions have been raised of Apple in terms of how it prices its device. When Apple first time breached the 1 lakh rupee price tag for its iPhones, people started questioning whether such a massive price tag, for which, by the way, you can actually enjoy a foreign holiday from India, was in fact justified. But you see, Apple continued to sell its phones and people continued to buy them. Even today in India, even though most of Apple's customers buy the base range of iPhones, which in this year's terms would be the iPhone 15 and 15 Plus. Overall, Apple still manages to sell a number of its Pro smartphones, which are priced upward of 1 lakh rupees. But why are people really paying such a massive price for a smartphone? If you ask industry experts, the nuance lies in the fact that the iPhone, even though having competition, has managed to steer clear and create an image that it is actually a very different device from the ones that compete with it. Take for instance, Samsung and Google. which are, well, two of the most important companies in the overall consumer electronics market. While Google's main contribution to the smartphone industry comes in the form of the Android operating system, it also makes its own smartphones under the Pixel lineup. But Google has not really gone on an aggressive marketing campaign or really managed to get mainstream popularity with its Pixel phones, even though they're pretty good phones in their own right, and fans of the Android ecosystem, especially ones that are tech-savvy, will vouch for the fact that the Pixel phones are some of the absolute best Android phones to use in the market. But despite that, if a buyer is asked to make a budget-agnostic choice for which smartphone would they buy, on overall terms, you would find that in India, the general consensus would lean towards the iPhone. And that is because Apple somehow has succeeded in creating and maintaining its overall halo or aura around the brand itself. A part of it has also got to do with Steve Jobs and his overall mercurial personality, which even today continues to lend considerable weight on Apple as a brand. But you see, this year, a lot of people got rubbed off the wrong way. With the launch of the iPhone 15, multiple media organizations, including us at Mint itself, wrote about how this particular smartphone became the first one for Apple to have been made in India in line with when it manufactures its smartphones in China. Market nuances aside, a lot of buyers expressed joy at the fact that one of the most sophisticated smartphones in this market are being made in India itself, and that too at the same timeline as a geopolitical rival. But beyond this point, people, as soon as the iPhone 15 lineup was released, realized that the iPhone 15 Pro has gotten even more expensive, while Apple has maintained the same pricing for the iPhone 15 lineup. Now you see, on overall terms, it is absolutely fair for Apple to say that it prices its devices as deemed fit through its overall marketing strategy, and it does not really owe anybody to reduce the pricing of its smartphones. However, when you compare the prices of the iPhone 15, especially the iPhone 15 Pro, with the global markets, such as in Dubai or in the US, you realize that the gap is actually quite large. You see, in the US, the iPhone 15 starts at around $800, which translates to about 60,000 rupees. But in India, if you want to buy the newest iPhone 15, the cheapest that you will get it at least right now, is at around 80,000 rupees, which is, well, 20,000 rupees more, or almost 33% more than the price at which Apple is selling its phones in the United States. The case is actually even worse for the iPhone 15 Pro, which starts at $1,000 in the US or around 80 to 85,000 rupees. However, in India, with a further increase of 5,000 rupees, the iPhone 15 Pro today costs a massive 1.35 lakh. For this price, multiple people have expressed multiple opinions. For instance, instead of buying an iPhone 15 Pro, one can buy a two-wheeler, book a four-wheeler car, go on a luxury holiday, and so on and so forth. I know the memes have remained the same over the years. It's just evolved to different things on a wish list rather than selling a kidney. Nevertheless, the point here being that the iPhone 15 Pro's price in the United States and in India differs by almost 50,000 rupees, or nearly $600. Experts in the industry are, as a result, quite confused as to why Apple maintains and continues to maintain such a massive disparity in the way it prices its phones in the United States and India. Now, of course, there are certain things. For instance, the iPhone 15 is not made in India, which means that it attracts certain duties and taxes, which are added on to its overall bill of materials and manufacturing cost before being sold in the country. But even with these taxes accounted for, the $600 premium that Apple charges for its Pro iPhones is far, far too large. And right now, the explanations are scarce as to why Apple chooses to price its phones this way. So far, it has really worked for Apple. For instance, its shipments have continued to grow, and this year, Apple is closing in on the 1 crore devices shipped per year benchmark. Estimates have said that Apple could ship up to 90 to 92 lakh devices in 2023 itself, which means that consumers are happy paying whatever price Apple is asking for, And of course, there are bank deals and discounts through e-commerce platforms, which kind of makes the iPhones a little more affordable. But so far, Apple has managed and continued to grow in India because its initial user base was much smaller in comparison to a brand like, say, Samsung. The thing is, Samsung sells over 60 lakh devices every quarter. Even if you add it up for the whole year, that's nearly three times of what Apple sells in India. But Apple's user base is growing, which means that its pace of growth eventually will slow down. Add to that, industry experts say that Apple will soon enough target an annual smartphone shipment record of over 2 crore devices per year. You see, when Apple goes towards that figure, that is when it'll realize that the number of people it can sell a 1 lakh rupee iPhone to in India is going to become smaller and smaller and smaller. Even the hardcore fans who are happy to spend whatever money Apple asks them to are smaller in number. And that is a factor of how India's market is. The Indian smartphone market's average selling price is less than $25,000 for one smartphone. Apple, on the other hand, charges around 85,000 rupees for one smartphone, which is more than three times the cost of the industry average. As a result, right now, having a disparity of around $600 between the way Apple prices its Pro iPhones in India versus in the United States seems to be a questionable factor. There are no concrete answers as to why this difference persists right now, but if Apple is to take its India market seriously, and by the words of Tim Cook, the chief executive, they do seem to be taking the India market with increasing seriousness, this pricing strategy might need a revision to be looked at before the growth pace for Apple starts falling. That's it for this time. See you next week. So that's that for this episode. We really hope that you enjoyed what we discussed. And if you have suggestions in terms of what more we can cover as part of our podcast, do let us know. You can catch me at Distant Vicinity on Twitter and at Shovik Das on Instagram. Thank you so much. See you next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.